There's a constant fear in controlled societies of upheaval because the individual members are always liable to yearn for freedom and to break the yoke, and you never know when that's going to happen. And there's a wonderful, wonderful example from our own history of that. That fear in a controlled society of that desire of individuals is going to push forward and reach up and push against control. And the controlling forces are always, always, it's the hard side of it, are always, always wondering when that's going to break through. And of course, the best example that I can think of is antebellum, the antebellum South. The way it was after the successful rebellion in Haiti, which of course is in the news now, or has been in the news, I guess it was yesterday's news, if you know, now that it's off the front page. That was the first real successful slave rebellion, probably in history. You know, and there they were. They succeeded. It was the early 19th century, and it's right in the back door of the United States. And the South never recovered from the absolute panic and fear that what happened in Haiti instilled in them. Because before that, slavery was common throughout the world, and certainly common throughout the Americas. But only here, where we had free news, free press, did the Southerners really start saying, we've got to clamp down because of that instability. That's the hard side of controlled societies. And what I want to do is, I want to talk about two really interesting illustrations of this hard, easy paradox in society that are actually very, very interesting in the 18th century, because they sort of give you a feel for how delicate that balance is between freedom and control, between what's easy, what's hard in social settings. The first is the French Revolution. Now, what was the motto of the French Revolution? We all know that: liberty, equality, and brotherhood.